Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 159. Today's topic is this. What should your marketing budget be currently, as well as all this post-coronavirus stuff? So I'm going to give you a couple of different scenarios and situations, and I will tell you up front that I am very much in alignment with everyone else that has a marketing background of suggesting to maintain the course. But I'm going to give you a few variables and different situations that you want to consider. So the first situation we're going to look at is, what do you do if your business is currently closed? If you've got a restaurant, a bar, a club, nail salon, you're a barber, what do you do if you are closed? So you have a few different options that you can look at taking. First option is basically to say, hey, we're closed and we'll be back as soon as we can. That's one option. Second option is to get creative, which we'll talk about, and that's really not the entire intention of this particular episode. But the third option is to kind of maintain status quo. And what I mean by maintaining status quo is that you continue advertising, but you change the messaging. So when I look at all the different businesses that are closed, and they're saying, well, Michael, what should we do from a ad spend standpoint? Should we stop our radio ads and our digital ads? And should we stop all of that? And again, in this particular episode, we're talking budgets. We're not talking tactics. We're talking, what should you be investing? And my answer is simple. If you're closed, I'd like you to reduce your budget 50% until we start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I don't want you to go to zero, but I also don't want you to go to 150%, 200%. And there are a lot of people that are out there touting, now is the best time to be investing, because ad costs are going down. And that is a factual statement, that ad costs are going down. However, if there are certain businesses that are closed, and they're typically a quick churn purchase, so someone might see something for a restaurant, and that kind of strikes in their subconscious, well, I was thinking about ordering dinner later, so I'm going to stop in. Unless you have some way to be selling something virtually, my recommendation would be to reduce 50%. So I still need you to keep your brand out there. I still need you to keep, I need you to be top of mind, because your competitors are most likely turning everything off. And in good faith, if you are closed, and again, unless you have some other way to generate income and revenue, I can't advise you to increase your budget. It does not make sense at this moment in time if you are completely closed. Now, the asterisk to this is that you need to be keeping a pulse. And when you start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, I need you to turn those budgets back on. And I want you to turn them back on and add an additional 25 to 50%. So let's just use simple math. If you were investing $1,000 a month, I want you to go down to investing $500 a month. And the content should be branding related, keeping you top of mind. Obviously, there's no call to action of come in today or come pick up your food, et cetera, because you're closed. But you can still be running branding ads to stay front and center. Now, that doesn't have to simply be paid traffic. That $500, you could be leveraging that to produce video content, audio content, blogs for your website. I mean, that money can be invested in whichever way makes the most sense for you. But when you start to see the light at the end of the tunnel and things hopefully start to look up in the coming weeks, I want you to start to ramp your budget back pretty quickly, because your competitors are going to turn their stuff back on and they'll probably go back to the levels that they used to invest. And that's when I'm going to want you to grab their market share. So not only are you going to stay top of mind because most likely they're paused, but you're also then going to outspend them in the future as well. So you've got to make sure that you're maintaining your brand and then you are ready to rock and roll when things start to look better. So that's if you're currently closed. If you're currently open, my advice is going to be quite different. I want you to be investing anywhere between 125 to 200% of what you've been investing. So if you've been investing $1,000 a month, I want you investing $1,250, $1,500, all the way up to $2,000. And I want you to do that because that is when I can tell you that ad costs are definitely down. They're down compared to where they've been. So if you've been investing $1,000, you're going to get the equivalent of your investing, give or take, $1,300, $1,400 a month. So if you're investing $2,000 a month, you're getting the equivalent of a $2,500 a month plus budget. So I want you to be investing more if you are currently open. Now, you might say, how do I do that when my revenue is down 80% or 50% or whatever the number is? It's a tough situation, but you need to bet on yourself and your business if you want to come out of this storm with something left. Because the businesses that are going down to bare bones, they are not going to survive this, plain and simple. They're just not. And the reason is that it's going to take some time for this economy to recover. So all of your past customers aren't just going to magically come rushing back to your location or back to your business. They're going to be gun shy for a while. So I need you to step it up. I need you to step it up from what you've been doing. I need you to double down and invest in yourself and your business to know that anything that you invest now is going to pay off dividends in the future. Anything is going to pay off dividends in the future. Now, the only way in good faith that I couldn't recommend this is if you literally can't put food on the table. And in that case, it's probably better off for you to close down your business. There's obviously a lot of different loans and things like that, and you want to make sure you're exploring all those options. But for most of you, I mean, throw it on a credit card. There's 0% interest credit cards. You can't just go down to zero and just hope that things are going to magically improve. I need you to stay top of mind. I need people to see your brand constantly. I need to let them know that you're still open, that you're still taking business, that you're here for them. I want them to see you as a thought leader. I want you communicating with your current customers, your past customers, your prospects, more than you ever have before. So to really, really quickly recap, if you're closed, scale your budget down to 50% from what you've been investing. If you're open, scale it up between 25% and 100% compared to what you've been investing. Now, I did an episode on how to nail down what percentage of spend you want to use compared to your marketing budget and sales and all of that. I'd encourage you to re-listen to that. But for now, I'm not looking for you to drastically revise your marketing. I'm looking for you, your marketing budget rather. I'm looking for you to establish some consistency and continue to keep your message out there. Take some action today. Get those budgets rolling. I promise you that in the next couple of months, you will be thanking me. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I will see you back here tomorrow. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.